Mother-of-pearl inlays adorn all four sides of this stunning rosewood table. On the top, they form an irregular pattern of stars that gleam against the dark rosewood to simulate a night sky. The inlays on each end feature one side of the terrestrial globe surrounded by stars. The Metropolitan's luxurious table was the focal point of the library of the railroad tycoon William H. Vanderbilt's New York City mansion. The room itself was paneled with rosewood, inlaid with brass and mother-of-pearl. In the influential contemporary book, Artistic Houses, one writer noted of the mansion, "Especially affluent and striking is the use of mother-of-pearl. Very rarely, if ever, in the history of house decoration, has this material been used so generously." The interior of the Vanderbilt house was designed by the versatile and highly talented Christian Herder. Vanderbilt was a man of great means and accomplishment, and Herder invested every interior detail of his palatial residence with astonishing elegance. The mother-of-pearl stars on the tabletop formed the celestial field that appeared on the day of Vanderbilt's birth in 1825, a fitting tribute to his stature. German-born Christian Herder became head of Herder Brothers, an interior decoration and cabinet-making firm in New York City, in 1870. During his tenure, which lasted until 1883, Herder Brothers set the standards for high-quality craftsmanship and was at the forefront of progressive furniture and interiors. On the wall to the right, you can see a wardrobe made by Herder Brothers, a magnificent example of the Anglo-Japanese style that the company adopted in the 1870s and 80s, primarily for use in bedrooms.